Mongolia is undergoing a dramatic change, and some of that change is driven by extreme weather. The country is tucked between China and Russia. It is a largely rural nation, and in Mongolia, harsh winter storms combined with a decade of drought have forced tens of thousands of herders to abandon their livelihoods. NPR's Above the Fray fellow Emily Kwong begins a three-part series on Mongolia's changing environment in the grassland steppe with a natural disaster.
The steppes of Mongolia are a vast yellow-green grassland, home to millions of grazing animals. But 19 years ago, Mongolian herder Oyatan Gonchik saw a very different scene. He rose at first light to check on his animals after a harsh winter storm.
Everything was covered by white snow. There was no way to distinguish the sheep trails. And everywhere, there were corpses of dead animals.
The herder lost his entire livelihood to a phenomenon Mongolians call Zud. Spelled D-Z-U-D, Zud is a winter so harsh that animals die en masse. And it's often linked to drought in the summer. When grass is dry, animals grow thin. If the winter is harsh in any way, they don't make it.
Some of the surviving animals were trying to find something to eat, but couldn't. It was very difficult to see this.
Mongolia weathered back-to-back Zud winters around the turn of the century, and again in 2010, all against the backdrop of a drought linked to climate change. 21 million animals died. It was a catastrophic era in a country where one in four people own livestock. So the question for Oyatan, Mongolians go by their first names, became, is this lifestyle even sustainable anymore? The whole community was talking about it, with their voices and with their feet.
Many migrated because it was just impossible to make a living. The winter and snow was too hard.
So he left the steppe and moved to Ulaanbaatar in 2002. Mongolia's capital city saw a net inflow of 40,000 people that year. Zud was a migration driver, shifting population from the countryside to urban centers. We're having this conversation inside Oyatan's ger, perched on the northern edge of Ulaanbaatar. A ger is a circular tent, typical of semi-nomadic herders. But Oyatan is here to stay. He's a taxi driver now, married with four daughters. Oyatan's mother, 70-year-old Serenhan Dam, breaks out her Soviet-style sewing machine while two of his four children clamor to get in on this interview. They whisper a message into their dad's ear.
What is your whisper?
Tell her we know how to milk cows and make good yogurt, they croon. The girls are growing up in the city, but still have a relationship to the countryside. 8-year-old Mungunseren then breaks into song, treating my microphone like a karaoke machine. She stops suddenly and starts crying because the tune reminds her of her mother, Oyatan's wife. The family hasn't seen her in months. She went to work in Japan at an ice cream factory after struggling to find a job in Ulaanbaatar. Forging an economic livelihood out of environmental loss isn't easy. Oyatan says a lot of the rivers and creeks from his childhood have dried up.
It is hard for rural people. We think it is maybe because of global warming.
Greenhouse gas emissions have rendered Mongolia a drier, hotter place than it was 80 years ago, more prone to drought and more vulnerable to Zud. Zud is also linked to overgrazing, as animals chew up the pasture land and degrade the environment. We meet with Dr. Tungalog Ulumbayar at sundown. The 55-year-old researcher led a disaster response team for the United Nations Development Program during the 2010 Zud. Her colleagues in Geneva couldn't wrap their minds around Zud as a natural disaster. Shelters weren't destroyed, no one died.
So it's not disaster, they said. And then we said, no, it's disaster, because someone is losing the total livelihood, you know?
Mongolia hasn't experienced this scale of Zud since 2010. And much has happened since then, from winter preparedness policy on the national level to trainings on the provincial level. Herders are trying to learn practices for sustainable rangeland management. And they're being rewarded for those efforts. Around Lunar New Year, local officials honor the best herders in the country with home visits, broadcast on national TV. In the Arhungay province this winter, that distinction went to 44-year-old Nirgu Davajov. The career herder was showered with speeches and musical entertainment. Feasting on roasted lamb to the thrums of horsehead fiddle music, Nirgu sits in the middle of it all, beaming. Preparing for the possibility of a bad winter has become a regular part of his summer routine.
Nature is unpredictable, as summer gets hotter and there's less rain. But if we prepare hay fodder, we could overcome such natural disasters. We don't have to be afraid.
Basically, he builds a food reserve. He's determined to stay a herder for the rest of his life. Snow did come to this region, but it wasn't a bad winter by any stretch. And if the sound of Zud is silence, the opposite of Zud is this. All across Mongolia this March, animals were giving birth.
Okay, this pen is just full of lambs, like 100 lambs, just these tiny little cotton balls with brown heads, black heads.
The babies call to their parents, one generation to the next. There's baby goats, too. Nirgu moves quietly among them. They follow like a cashmere-clad entourage as he helps the newborns stand up and feeds the adults by hand, touching each one. The work couldn't be more personal, both in moments of loss and in moments of life. Emily Kwong, NPR News, Arhungay, Mongolia.